Let's continue where we left off yesterday. Even though we didn't discuss it about Musa. But Mika, now it's nice and quiet over here, finally. A little bit of quiet. I want to explain the Yesodus again, very, very quickly, very, very, very quickly. Because again, with Binyan, you have to know the Lomdus. You have to know the Yesod. Once you know the Yesod, everything fits in. So again, we said yesterday, right? To Moisif ala Karaka, to add something to the Karaka. Like we said, to add a hook to the window, or to add anything to anything that's attached to the ground. Moisif ala Binyan is also. To misak in the binyan, to fix up something that's connected to the ground, is also a problem. Now, we're discussing the mitzvah, this roof over here, whether this roof, because it's vacant, it's easily opening up and down, if I can fix something in on Shabbos. So, I tell you that to do this is an issue in Atayuk, that if anybody lifts up one of these things on Shabbos, he's high visa. There was somebody in the mitzvah yesterday wanted to tell you that since you always do it, it could be okay. So, you know, I'm asking that we'll speak Be'ez Hashem tonight to Bezir Orbach. And we'll ask Mizrael Orbach Shlita what he tines, because the Maisa, where I sit with him tonight, there's the exact same ceiling. So I'll just show him the Maisa and ask him, listen, what happens if every single Shabbos I hide my keys inside over there? Motor awesome. So we'll see what he says, right? Yeah.
What if you have something hanging from the wall? What if you have, like, that's your hanging space? You have, like, just hanging with your suit hanging.
It's hanging from the wall, from the ceiling.
Across the ceiling, and you accident, and you're going to grab a suit. And
accidentally get to that one. If it's not a situation, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. As long as it's not a bad thing going to happen. Not again, later. So then, Beis Hashem will speak it up. But I want to say, we are going to say today, a big yesoid that's going to be negeya to tables, to salt shakers, to ketchups, to bottle caps, that mamash, a big one yesoid that will answer tons of shilas. And that yesoid, I think, will also answer the shilas in the roof. But before we move on, one more thing we have to discuss, and then the shilas with the fridge. When you have a fridge, are you allowed to remove the shelf of the fridge? Oh. You've got the shelves, the drawers, and you've got also, on the side of the fridge, you've got this metal thing that holds up all the shelves, you know what I mean? And that one is stuck in there, mamash. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha with the fridge? So that's start number one. You have on the side, right, the side of the fridge, you have these little things that are tied into the side, and that holds up the shelves. You know what I'm talking about? Hello, you know Roma? You basically never ever remove it, except maybe when you want to clean it, maybe for Pesach or something like that, you take it off, you unscrew it, you give it a good clean. But Be'etim is stuck to the fridge, because Abad Issim in the Torah, a fridge is like Karaka, because it's very, very big, it's got the Karaka, and you mess with the Karaka, you mess with death. Because that's what happens when you do something like that. You take absolutely one of the fridge, that's Mechubar, that's connected, it's part of the fridge, and then you're taking apart things that are connected to the Karaka. That's easy one.
What if you do take that every week?
Every week, nobody does that. That's not the point. That's not a normal thing to do. Then you're weird. That's what it means. It's your weird. That's not a normal thing to do. You can't come along and say,
why not?
Oh, we'll speak again. That's the same thing as hanging the roof, right? How about I every week use the roof as my hiding place? That's exactly what he was asking, right? So I'm going to say, well, in a minute, we'll see what answer that. We'll see the baby schmuck. Baby schmuck. The other thing, what's easy also, you have those shelves in the bottom of the fridge that you put the veg in. You know what I'm talking about? Like, this is poshut mutter. Felicia Shaila mutter. Right? Right at the bottom of the fridge, you have these little containers that you put the fruit, the veg, and all these things in.
Mm-hmm.
A drawer. Right? No, from Detroit, right, and from New York, that's how it goes. Right? Now the mitzvah, that's a bad mitzvah. Yes, you had a problem with that? Are you allowed to remove the shelf of the fridge on Shabbos or not?
Why not?
Because it's part of the fridge, the fridge is part of the house, part of the world, and then you're messing with the world! What's the halacha? It's made for removing. Why is it made for removing? Oh, very good. I think I don't know how to say this to you guys. Is this a normal thing for you to every so often delay it higher or lower?
It's not
smaller,
what?
It's not
like
saying.
No, it's not more. It's like saying some people have got like a dining room, a lounge, and they've got a door that slides open and closed.
Right, Inakanami. Beautiful. So you have the shelves.
The table, that
opens. Oh, we're going to get to it. Oh, I'll get it. Mamish Vega. We're going to get to all those shelves. The tables opening up and the extenders extending them to make them higher. Oh, but we're saying you say that with the fridge, right? Now, that's, by the way, it's not like a drawer we said yesterday. Yesterday we said they have a drawer under a table or in a cabinet So we said that Vada is taken off, is Vada Isimelev to Erev Soysa. Why? Because we said that doesn't let it come out all the way. It has little rollers at the end, and then it stops it. So if you come take it out, you lift it up a little bit, it comes out. So Vada is doing something to the Karaka, because again, we look upon at a shelf as something connected to the Karaka. So the big Yisrael, boys, like you said yesterday, if it's looked upon as Ein Zach means one thing. So you're undoing that one thing, and it's connected to the ground, that's going to be boy now. That's the end game of boy time. When you don't look at something as one thing, I'll give you an example. Is it mutter to move this table on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Ah, you're moving it from this place to another place. Huh? But nobody looks at a table as part of the house. It's not connected to the house. No, maybe that's about the mutter.
Why is that drawers?
Because a drawer, when you look at a drawer in a cabinet, right, in a wall or whatever, you have this drawer that comes out, right? You look at it as part of the house, connected to the house. You don't look at it as a separate entity.
But we now take it out.
That Babylon will take it out, 100% right. Okay. We also said that a kli means a non mechubar to the karaka. Right? I tell him it's a hilchos karaka. Now let's get the kedim, I'd say. Kedim, for example, like this cupboard over there, that little cupboard over there, the little small one, or for example, you have all sorts of little cupboards. Anything that's a kli means like a shtender is a kli, a table, a chair, these are all kalim. Kalim are not mechubar to the karaka. We said yesterday that the Gemara said.
A table.
What? A table. We'll have to discuss what that lock of the table with the leg comes out. It's a kli, right? So the Gemara said, what's the Gemara say about kli? No? What is that?
Mutter.
Why is it mutter? Ein binyan b'kalim. Very good. Ein binyan b'kalim means there's no form of binyan. We bought yesterday. That's
shut up, okay?
We bought yesterday, Mr. Fletcher. That Tosfos says that if a person is number one, making the kli from the beginning, right? Making the kli from the beginning means when you take the part, you make it into one kli, that's bad going there. Who has in? If you make it stark, what does stark mean? You make it tight. Oh, you make it tight, it's a bad going there. Now you guys are going to say, very nice, we're going to get it to me. We're going to see what we're going to say, many, many examples. Now we're going to come to one of the biggest yisurim, the biggest heterim, the Meisah. This is going to allow a lot of things on Shabbos. We're going to discuss tables and chairs and all sorts of things. So again, yesterday we said, if a person's leg, the leg came out of the chair, to screw it back inside, the leg of the table, to screw it back on, the lock over here of the window, to screw it back on, to screw my glasses up on the side, all yisurim in our Torah. Right? Who has in the voice there? Very important. To screw it off. Screw it a little bit loose. How about to make it loose?
Alright,
Asa. Very good. Asa Drabonim, right? Asa Drabonim.
Nice.
Asa Drabonim, Rabbi Yisrael. Asa Drabonim, right? You know, what did the Gemara say about doing with Drabonim? You know, the Gemara said about doing with Drabonim. Drabonim, come on, Shabbat, that's good food, right? But the Gemara says that if a person does a Drabonim,
like the Raisa.
Like the Raisa, what else? The Gemara says that snake will come and bite you. The Gemara brings a riot right over there, a whole mice over there. And the mice says, someone actually did a drabonon. He was told by the drabonon, don't do a certain thing. He did it, the snake, the mice came and bit him and he died. Now the mice will bring a riot from there, what I say. When the person does a drabonon, it's very stark. Because when he does a doraisa, he has to come to Shemayim. When he comes to Shemayim, they kill him over there. But for example, it doesn't drop on him. That's an instant ramification of Rabbi Yisrael. First, has to be very careful. People always wonder, why is it happening to me? Why is this happening? Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara says it. A person doesn't drop on him, shame rachim what might happen to him. It's rubbish terrible. Like somebody once said to me, you know, the whole thing of the Holocaust, yeah? Where was God in the Holocaust? That's what they all ask over there, right? What's the chat? I met a guy on the plane. He looked like a guy. He dressed like a guy. He acted like a guy. He ate like a guy. He was a guy. I started schmoozing to him in the middle of the flight over there. And he starts telling me, what do you do? I said, teach whatever. What do you teach? Math, English. I said, no, teach religious studies. He says to me, I'm also a religious Jew. Huh? You're religious? So let me ask you a question, sir. Excuse me. Me, looking a little bit religious. You know, I've got like the hair over here. I've got like a white shirt. I've got this thing over here. I look a little bit. What makes you a religious Jew? You look like a guy. He says, what do you mean? I light candles every week. I light Shabbos candles every week. I'm a religious Jew. I light candles. I'm a religious Jew. Anyway, so where was God in the Holocaust? What do you mean where was God? I said to him. Says in the Torah that if you don't listen to Hashem, then things like that will happen. It's like a statement pushing the Pasuk. That goes wrong. That's what Kayo said in the Pasuk. That's why I said to be very careful. The Rabbonim are very serious. People say, Rabbonim.
What do you say after?
What's that?
What do you say?
Oh, they come up with ulti wootsi, what do you mean? Look at the
Gansi,
the wootsi, there's a test.
I like
the dude. What do
you mean? Because having all those people, having all the Hasidic screens
by the Because of it, I'll tell you why, because you don't know the history, that's why. If you would know your history, you wouldn't be asking such a kasha. And anybody that knew his history would never ask such a kasha in the whole of course. One on over there was a Shemi Rachel. I thought there were a big tzaddik in there. Oh, why?
The
Yidden
were just like
that. Oh, beautiful, Rabbi said, there we are. Everyone thinks, you know, the shtetls and everyone's in the Avada. There were Goyim, the Hasidim and Rebbe's there. Avada. But you should know, people acted like Goyim. They wanted to fit in with society. Let me be like a Goy. Let me act like a Goy. Say like a Goy. Eat like a Goy. Dress like a Goy. Why not? Fit in.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Rabbi Yisrael. Shemi Rachi with the Goyim.
It happened in Spain as well.
Wait, Rabbi said, let me get lighter. How do you go?
Manchester United.
What's that?
I don't know.
It's curious to know where it's.
Maybe.
Dress like a goy. I want to be like a goy. I want to dress like them so when I go, they won't even know that I'm Jewish.
Yeah,
I'm a citizen. Oh, I'm a citizen. Beautiful. Ah, don't get embarrassed. Don't ask, I want to be like a goy, like that basketball player, yeah? You know what I'm talking about? It's stated in Torah, boys, I'm not making this up. Stated in Torah, if you don't want to look like the Yidden, you will not be included in the Yidden. When Mashiach comes up, boys, who's he going to take? The Yidden! Which are the Yidden? The ones that want to be the Yidden. Not the ones that want to be the goy, that want to have to be a Yid because I have to be a Yid. But really, I want to be a goy. Not those guys.
How do you know who the ones are?
What do you aspire to be? What are your aspirations?
Normal person.
Huh?
Person.
That's it. Simple as that. I don't know, without you. Okay, let me go back to myself. No, people know there are people that mamish aspire when it comes to goyim. They love the goyim. They love everything they do. When they try to be like them. They try to dress like them. They try to act like
Jewish. I mean, you have to be Jewish. Madoff, the biggest thing.
Jewish.
Okay, let me go back to myself. Let me go back to myself.
He aspired to be not.
No, I am actually myself.
The biggest Jew possible.
Oh, come on.
Let's start a voice out. A tremendous history. Okay, voice out, let's continue. The voice out. We're going to say it's on it now. Let's get a carry us to. We're going to get this in the level. Now, the mice will get to it. See if we get to it. Now, there's a lot of shyness in Boni that come up. The guy extending a table, the guy moving a chair up and down, moving a stand. What do you? I told everyone there, I said,
I found the heter.
What's the heter?
A heter is if you say before Shabbos.
Yeah.
If you say, no, right now, I say, this roof of mine is meant to be used.
I said to the Olam, if you decide that you every week going to use that.
No, not every week. When I want to use it, I use it.
You deal with the rice.
You don't do
everything. You are messing.
You don't use everything you say you're going to use.
That's not the point.
It is.
That's not conveyor. I told the Olam that tonight, Beis Hashem, by Rabbi Shul Omar Shlita, we will ask the Shaila whether you're right or wrong. We'll show him, because he has one of these rooms where he is. We'll open it and close it, and I will show him. If you want to come with me, you're welcome to come with me now. I'm going to Rabbi Shul Omar tonight. So I will ask him. I'll ask him, possibly the Shaila. Yes or no? We'll see what the God has to say. Let me have that. There's a famous Yesoid in Hilchos Boine, and that is as follows. And Prima Godim is Makar for this. Zug the Prima Godim Azoi. If something, and you're going to like this, Rabbi Deutsch, you're going to like this, this is Mamash Yor Shaila. If something is made to go on, off, open, close, in, out, something is made that way, you can't consider that Boine. What's an example? A battle cap. When somebody takes a battle cap and puts on the butt, really, really strong, real tight. I'm saying twice as tight means boiner. Tight equals boiner. Right, we'll see by the tables. Ooh, big shadow extending the tables. Tight equals boiner. Now, if somebody puts that little cap on, real tight, super strong is Alman. Maybe he's only got boiner became him. He built the glee. Now you have a battle. Super strong says, are you crazy? What are you mad? Food. That's not called food. Here we go with that famous answer. Super Shalom Zaman, no! What's the chat? Because it's made to open and close. Super Shalom Zaman, all that, that's out. When you open it up and close it, it's made for that.
What's the problem with the what?
What? There's no problem. Again, Zuk Shlomo Zalman. There's no problem in some. We're going to say this way. We're going to make out. The problem is when you build something in the way that it's made to open and close and to be built and to be dismantling, that's not boiler. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Like Lego.
Oh, Lego. We'll get to Lego. Beis Hashem. We get the Lego. We have all sorts of clicks and all sorts of these pipes and have all these sorts of choices. I took it from the house this morning. My kid said to me, "Hey, where you going?" So I go to yeshiva. You taking that to yeshiva with you? What type of yeshiva is that? How do I go to the yeshiva? I go, I'll take the Lego, the clicks, the pipes. Let me go. Now there's a big cut. Again, you only hear what I'm saying? Something that's a normal thing, open, close, in and out, not boiner. In fact, the chazan is, the chobakasha. The chazan ish, rabbi said, the chazan ish. Yeah, the only knows the mice of the Chazanish, right? Somebody wants the Chazanish was the Mamish Goina Goinus, right? Somebody wants the Chazanish was not late out of davening in his room. And somebody said, "Hey, why is the Chazanish late?" "I don't know. Go inside." "Me, I'm not going inside. You go. No." Get to the appointed a guy to go inside the Chazanish. He walked into the bedroom room. What did he see?
Fire.
A fire! There you go, remember the Meister. A fire on his head! No, the Chazanish had a fire on his head. Kapshuta, Rabbi says. This is the Chazanish. So, no, we're dealing with it before you guys argue out. And say, okay. Now, says the Chazanish like this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. No, that man, Zayin Amarav. Says the Gemara. Mita shel trisim. What is a mita shel trisim? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. You have a guy that goes around on business, right? Now, when he goes around on business, it's not like nowadays. We have a flight, and you sleep over there, or you have a motel, and you sleep over there. So, as you're walking from place to place, you need a place to sleep. So, in his backpack, he put one of these beds. A collapsible bed. That's what it was?
Suction up.
A collapsible bed? You know, all these little bars and all these little things. Get these, stick it all together. Oh, says the Gemara, if you build one of those on Shabbos, we kill you. That's Chayiv Misa. That's Chayiv Misa. Hold on a minute. What are you talking about? I thought you just told me that is something that's a normal thing. Open, close, in, out, build, bumper, build. It's Mutar. So why is this awesome? Mm-hmm. Why is it chayim not in Nos? It's chayim tzilu. The worst misa in the whole of every issa. If you burn a sefer Torah, you don't get skila. If you roll a back, you don't get skila. When you kill someone, you don't get skila, by the way. You know that also? When you kill someone, you don't get skila. What? Right. Skila is the worst. Shabbos is the worst, the boy said. Zutte chazanis, I don't understand. This bed is also made to open and close. Listen to the Chazanish. The reason when you open and close the bet of the guy that's going around doing business, is that a reason because that's the only way of using it? The Ainu. When it's open, when the bet is open, why are you taking it apart? Because you know why? I need to fit it into my backpack, I need to go later. It's nothing to do with the shimosh of the item. Masha Ein came to the Chazanish. When you have something that the only way of using it is to open and close, so the Chazanish, then that would be mutter. And I'll give you an example. Again, let's just say it one more time. Again. We said, you saw it, that something that the dollar to open, close, build, dismantle is mutter. Bet the Chazanish, what do you mean? Come on, Shabbos, Mamzayin, Mitzvah Shofrisim. That, why is it Ostagoma to do the bed? So the Chazanish, the big Yisoid. Remember this Yisoid. If it's got nothing to do with the Shimush of the item, this bed is a beautiful bed. It's a beautiful bed. I can use the bed. Novus, there's a technical reason that I need to close it in order to go backpacking. But it's not a Shimush problem.
Now I'm going to go backpacking on Shabbos.
That's not the point. That's not the Shimush. Let me give you an example. It's a salt shaker, right? The salt shaker, right? That's a salt shaker. Am I allowed to open and close the lid on Shabbos?
Yes.
Tight.
Yes.
Tight. I told you to say tight, Boina.
Yes,
Shukayama. There's a lot of interesting stories coming over here.
You don't need to open it.
I don't need to open it.
You can't use it
otherwise. Oh! I stand with Rabbi Shmuel, oh, actually, to the Heilig of Rabbi Shmuel. Can you get a candy for that? Rabbi Yoni, you want a candy for that?
I just said that a minute.
It's a beautiful story. Hello, Rabbi Shmuel. I was sitting with Rabbi Shmuel, oh, actually, to Rabbi Goy, and I asked him the question of the salt cellar. And you know what he said to me? Listen to this beautiful story. He said to me like this. He said, imagine if you buy a salt shaker, and you open it up, you put the salt in, and then you close it. And then when you open it up again to refill it, it doesn't open. It just breaks. So you give it back. It's a broken thing. It doesn't work. And
the it's meant to open.
Oh, it's meant to open and close. I want to do it. This is Rabbi Yosef. This is Rabbi Yosef, this one. This is beautiful Rabbi Yosef. Muhammad Rabbi Zerubah. That a Baru, it's made to do that. And if it's made to do that, it's not considered boy nah. Beautiful Rabbi said that. Open butter, right? No. Okay.
So why is any shell with anything, with tables or chairs, made to open and close?
No. The leg of the table is not made.
Is this made to be opened? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Now, Rabbi, let's go back to Rabbi Deutsche Shaila. Is this something if that you can't be, use it without over it?
If it wouldn't be,
ahem.
If it wouldn't be, why wouldn't we stop?
I told you. This I explained yesterday. No, tell him. This I explained yesterday and then punch him. Now, let me go back to. Now, the Maisim said like this. I need the claw. When you, it's part of the usage of the kli, then it's not a problem. Rabbi said, I've got an example. Example's like this. Rabbi Yehuda was asking me that is, Rabbi Meister came over to me recently, the same Shaila. To extend a table on Shabbos, right? To open it up, to extend the table. So the Meister, the Oyim Shetayin, and what? No, what's Oyim saying?
Oyim.
Hello.
Mutter,
right? Mutter. Oh, it's meant to open and close. Oh, but I told him, Rabbi said, listen up, this is careful. But I told him you have to be very careful. Oh, often in the underneath on the sides, there's little screws or these little things over there that go very tight. If it's very tight, my boy said it's a problem. Yeah, hello, yeah. Again, extending the table is more tough, but to tighten it up afterwards, that could be a problem, my boy. Now, if you make it very tight, if it's like loose-ish tight, then it could be more makeable for the Shmir Shabbos. Again, you open it up, that's mutter. The problem is underneath, sometimes you have these little pins, screws, all sorts of things. If it's very tight,
To just kick it tight.
If it just clicks in, then it's fine. Clicking is not a problem of tight. Clicking is it's made again by the buggy, a stroller, right? You know what I mean? The strollers, where you take them out to be the car seat and the other one for the other one. Well, what are you have to do? You're making it tight. You took the plastic mirror out. Why? Because it's made for that, and it's not called tight. It's called clicking. Clicking is not tight.
So if they have a flexible bed that clicks.
A flexible bed that clicks. No. Over there, the difference over there is it's all one piece. You're just unfolding it. You're not building anything. You're just unfolding it. Right? When you have a table without the legs and you insert four legs, you built the table. But your case, the bed is a beautiful bed.
Open
up a little bit. What's that?
Why want to open those doors?
Who said you're not allowed? I think you're allowed.
Don't
they?
I
think you're allowed to open them up.
They have best
problem with the hood. That's a big problem.
They have cast.
Why is that
the hood? That are this thick, like circle, and then you just.
Okay, that's smart. That's it's made for that. It's made for.
What's the problem with the
hood? Yeah. Oh hell! What? What is that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, making a covering. Big boyskin, my boyskin, big boyskin. I'm being YouTubers here. You can say ah. See, I'm
the
same.
I want.
Okay, boys, let's go back to
that. That's where I
don't
want to go.
Now we get back to boyskin. Okay, the train, the boys are high chairs. Like, I don't even know the high chair is, right? High chair with the train. Taking the chair, it goes very tight. No, it's not in time. It's smaller. I can't use it if not for that, right? It's found in the usage. The child will be stuck there for the whole Shabbos. Maybe that'd be a good thing, I don't know. The whole Shabbos will be stuck in there when we got the train. Maybe not. It's about the motor to do the train. Let me get my voice is the wheel of a buggy of a stroller. How about the wheel comes out? So I wonder if there's a shayla of mukta over here, whether the whole stroller becomes mukta, or if they put that wheel back in, it's a vada osa. It's a vada osa, everybody's saying. It's fixing. It's making boina. It's not made to do that. It's a vada osa. Let me get back to everybody's saying. A stender, right? We have a stender, you want to make it higher or lower, this one doesn't do it. The Minchas Yitzchak, the Heilige Minchas Yitzchak, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Yerat Kodesh, Zatzal, he the Meister wanted to be a little bit machmir, because he said when you put it in, it's very, very tight. Over, reverse now, and others want to be maker, I think the Meister the only could be maker to open and close. Let me go back to Rabbi Sai. We should start the Lego, we should do Lego now, Rabbi Sai. We should do Lego. Okay, we'll do a little bit Lego now. We have over here. We'll do one chedek at least. Let's start with the Eshtazach, Rabbi Sai. The Eshtazach. Have over here the regular Lego, right?
That's not the regular Lego.
No, this is the big one. Oh, this is what I think. What are these things? I'll show you one time. Mutu also was like.
It's Jenga.
What's it called?
Jenga.
Jenga, right?
Jenga.
What's it he says?
The Jenga.
No. Mutu.
A lot of people say this thing about that thing. Something is Mutu. This thing is Mutu. Okay. I'm starting to do the Lego now.
Mutu.
Exactly.
No, this hatter, I don't know, I have no idea where this came from, this business.
What do you mean? So true.
If I build the house and knock it down, your shop is over.
I wanna ask you a question. When your kids play with the Lego.
Yeah. Who said my kids play with the Lego?
When my kids play with the Lego, I will clean up before Shabbos is over.
Beautiful.
First of all, that means
your wife will give you a big kiss.
Yeah.
That means that it's just a playing thing. That it's not buying. Buying means that you're
building
something. Yeah.
My son and my daughter is having to Rabbi Scheinberg. Rabbi Scheinberg says you can't call something that a kid does as buying. It's not buying. When a kid does something, that's called playing. It's not called building, right? Now, it's not called building. It's just Lego. What's it called? It's called building blocks. It's called building Lego. Build me a house. Build me a tree. Build me something called building.
Break the hand also, because it's called cleanup.
Breaking the hand. It's a choice. You'll be over on the choice. Okay. Now, the Maisa, a lot of boys came, want to be Mako, and they want to Taina, that you got the Maisa, a Lego is not considered something that's a starker mechubar, it's not a starker zah, it's not connected properly, we don't look at it as building, as I pass it up, a Scheinberg rabbi inside, and I think...
Why? Because... Let's say you have two
plates
with a drill and starts
drilling screws and... No, that's not a very building. But the mice, that's real building. Take a drill and to put nails in, this is bad day building. Because it's not playing, it's building. You have to be a clever kid. Right? It's called playing, and it's called... No, it's not stag, you put it in, put it out, it's not a real boy there. Moshe Feinstein! You know Moshe Feinstein? How many times is Shas and Moshe finished? How many times Shul's on? Twice? What are you talking about? Over 400 times it's a Shas. Over 500 times Shul's on Aruch! And he passed it. And he passed it. And it's awesome. And he passed it. And it's awesome. Oh, but I think it's a big sinner to be Mako for children under the age of Chinuch, especially. But the young kids, you can be Mako with them and get them to play the Lego. But what about the clicks?
Oh, the clicks.
You know, Maisa, I think on Sunday there's a show we'll continue with the clicks and the Lego.